Om Shanti. Okay, let's have. I'll go up on the stage, and we can have some 10 minutes of meditation. Okay. Okay. Sit nicely. Keep your hands free. Hands free. Sit like kings on your thrones. Okay, fix your... Just look at the Shiv Baba behind me, okay? Just to rest your gaze on Shiv Baba. I'll give a few thoughts that basic sequence of becoming detached in the context of what we said in the first part this morning. Just become aware of the things that are happening around you at the moment. You can hear the fan, you can hear the fans. You're aware of the colors and the forms. You're aware of your own breathing. There are 360 degrees of things happening around. Not just here in Shantivan, imagine how many departments are doing whatever they have to do at this moment. So many things. And then in this town and in this country, in the world, how many things are happening? And I'm in the center of everything. I can hear the sounds, I'm aware of the colors and the forms. I'm aware that there's a lot of movement around me. But I'm just the detached observer. In the same way that I'm sitting on my seat physically, Let's visualize the seat of the soul. And I, the soul, am sitting in the middle of the forehead, a few centimeters back. All of the different systems and controls of the body come here. All of the sensations and the perceptions come here to this point. So I'm in the center of my piece of this world. In the same way, I'm in the center of my life. There are the Laukik responsibilities and work. The people around me, the other BKs. I'm aware of my roles and responsibilities. But I'm detached. I'm detached. Around me is the personal world that I have created. And because I'm in the center of my world, I'm stable. I'm not moving. As Baba says, Master Creator. So I'm sitting in the middle of my creation. Also detached observer. On one side, I feel very close to Baba. On the other side, I'm aware of the world around me. Not just physically, the sounds and the shapes and the colors, the sensations. I'm also in the center of my life and the life that I've created for myself. And the fact that I become stable also affects everything that depends on me. All of the network, all of the network that spreads out from me, the connections, the relationships, the tasks, everything. I'm in the center of that. I am still, very quiet, very peaceful, very content, and very close to Baba. So open your eyes a little bit more, and gradually we come back to the room here. And so we can continue. Okay? Feeling okay? Good? We will make this presentation available for everyone, so you don't need to draw all of the diagrams. Anything that's not on the diagrams, of course, maybe you can be noting down, and the things that I do over here too. But basically, and in the break, a sister from Greece confirmed, the word I in Greek, oh dear, what happened? The word I in Greek is ego. Where is that sister from Greece? Yeah. Right? Ego. I. Ego. So it's not a question of conquering ego. You have to change it. Purify it. You don't need to copy everything. Therefore, what I was saying is that there are two sides to us. And it's like different polarities. So that, you know, on one side, the body and all of the concerns of the body. What are some of the concerns of the body, for example? Health. Money, because you have to have money to, you know. Food. Sleep. You're saying not enough sleep, not enough sleep. Yeah? What else? Job, yeah, of course you have to work to keep it. You know, the whole thing of keeping the body alive is a big work, right? Sometimes you say, you know, it takes 2 hours to prepare the meal and 20 minutes to demolish it, right? To eat it. then another hour to clean up. So it's a lot of work, right? It's a lot of work. So the body has a lot of concerns. And when the eye is based there, you can get lost in a maze of things, right? So that's one area of body consciousness, the body itself. The other area of body consciousness are the roles. Even BK roles, by the way. Because many BKs, you know, it's still body consciousness that they've just put a BK in front of it. In the past I was, you know, I am so and so, I'm from such and such a place, and my family is such and such. Now I am from St. Petersburg, you are from Moscow, or I am from Athens and you are from Rome, you know. In Brazil, there are two cities also that are very competitive. There's Rio and São Paulo, right? So I'm from São Paulo. I'm from Rio. Okay? So now it's, I am from London Center, you know. I am from Harmony House in New York. I've been in Gyan 20 years, you know. I'm in charge of such and such a center. It's still body consciousness. No different. Absolutely no different. So what is the thing that we've changed all of the other adjectives for a new set? If you know, I'm still proud in the same way that I used to be. No change. I've just changed the objects. But I haven't changed the consciousness. Right? We see this, I'm not joking, right? Does that happen? It's still this side. I'm in charge of the kitchen department. I'm in charge of the office, you know. Video department is my department, right? So, that's not really spiritual consciousness, is it? And the most difficult thing of all is to be free from our own story, right? I was born, my parents, they used to fight a lot, and my dad used to hit me with a belt. When I was about 12, my parents divorced. You know, I had to live with my mum. And, you know, I could only see my dad once a month. And I, you know, suddenly I finished my college. Then I went to university. I studied this. It was difficult, but I passed. And then I set up a clinic with some friends, you know, to because I studied dentistry. It was really difficult, but I was able to. Then I came into Gyan, you know, and now I'm meditating. The story is too big, right? So when you say I, does it have that whole story behind it? Or is it free from the story? Or when you say I, does it have all of those roles behind it? You know? If you see old people talking, they normally talk about health, you know? You visit your grandparents, for example, it's all about, you know, my knee, my shoulder. So when you say I, what is behind that? All of this stuff? Because if all of this stuff is behind it, it's body consciousness. Right? I'm not the body. Yeah? I'm not the body. I'm the soul. You know, what are the concerns of the soul? Huh? Yeah, happiness, peace. The concerns of the soul are, I have to go home. You know, I'm a visitor here. Nothing here is permanent. Nothing that I put on as a label is permanent. Everything is temporary. I can leave this body any moment. Some people do. I remember that time that Bubba was talking about suddenly. Remember a few years Bubba was talking about anything can happen suddenly? Well, there's so many stories, but imagine this scene. Generally in our centers, on a Saturday morning, mostly in the centers in South America anyway, after the morley on Saturday morning, everyone stays behind to help clean, right? I don't know if that happens in your place, because Saturday is a holiday in that part of the world. And they stay clean. So one sister, she's very enthusiastic, she makes breakfast for everybody, and she, you know, then she goes and her part of the karma Yoga was in the garden, and she was helping with the garden, very enthusiastic. Around about 11 o'clock, she starts to feel strange, as if she's getting a fever. Then she starts to get worse and worse. The fever goes up and up and up. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they take her to the hospital. And at 3 o'clock the next morning, she left her body. Just like that. You can imagine, when she woke up in Amrit Bela the day before, fantastic experience, flying with Baba, and the next day before Amrit Bela, she left her body. Out of nothing. Just like that. Tuk! Elder. Yeah, Liliana knows her. So you see, anything can happen. We come and go, you know. If someone showed you a photograph of your previous family, and they probably, you do have photographs of your previous bodies, probably, right? Somewhere. Is that right? They must be somewhere. You know those old photographs with the brown ones, you know? There must be. Maybe the body before that too, because photography is here since 1890. Yeah? So probably there's a few photographs of your three previous bodies. Right? Imagine if someone comes to you and says, hey, this is you. This one. And you say, what? Nah, not possible. In that photo, I'm a woman. Or I'm a man, I'm big, I'm small, ugly, beautiful, whatever. Because the distance between me and that body is the same distance between me and this one. Right? Is that right? The roles, for example. I only have one role. What is it? What is the one role that I have? The main role. Huh? Yeah, that's part of it. Huh? I'm the soul, but as a role, main role is? Yeah? This one. I'm Baba's instrument. One role. The roles that I have on this side are secondary, not primary. So whether they are roles in the center or they're roles in the world, you know, I'm an instrument of Baba to be the father of someone. I'm the instrument of Baba to look after the office. Yeah? So, soul consciousness, when you say I, which I is speaking? This one or this one? Which I has the problems? Which one has the problems? This side. Yeah? Which I is, oh, it's really difficult. I don't think I'll be able to make it. Which I is speaking? This one. Nobody understands me. Which one? Right? So when you're saying, oh, I did this, I did that, which I is doing that? Yeah? That's the thing. When you say, I, when you say, my mum used to make such incredible cookies when I was young. This one, right? You know, I really had a hard time at university. Which one? I'm really having difficulty with this person who's in charge of my center. Right? I can't understand so and so. If we go to this side, I can understand. Everything is bigger, right, suddenly. I'm an eternal soul, you know, looking at this. And, you know, it's something that I'd like to show you something here, which is Maybe some of you have seen this. But it makes it very easy to understand. Not the best, but... You see, most of us have a limited idea of things. Because we're confined to this physical dimension. We're in the physical dimension, remember? And maybe in the emotional one, ups and downs. Sometimes we're in the spiritual one. But mostly we stay here. So there, we have a limited vision of time. So I was born here. This is the timeline. I was born here sometime in the future. Sometime in the future, I'm going to leave the physical body, right? Yeah? Okay. But there's also the space dimension. Our dear friend Albert Einstein said that space and time are inseparable. So everything that happens has a place and a moment. Yeah? So you can't separate space and time. So we have, you know, if we look at the space of our life where we operate, you know, it's probably like this. This is where I live. This is the center. This is my work. This is Madhuban, right? So basically it's like this. Home, center, work, home, work. Like once to Madhuban, back again. Here. Again to Madhuban. This goes on for a number of years and then we die, you know. Finish. Am I being unrealistic? So maybe you could ask yourself, what am I doing in this? Who am I in this? Where am I in this? Where am I going with all of this running around? So that goes on for some time. You know, over the years, we understand there's a third dimension. It's actually, because there are three dimensions here and one here, the fifth dimension is consciousness, right? Which is this one. Because I can be and go places in my consciousness that are not physical. So it's another dimension. And there are basically two types of consciousness. This one and that one. Baba's very, very simple. All problems are because of this side. All solutions are from that side. Finish. That's it. You don't have to go the 10 steps of becoming an angel, whatever. You don't need that. You just need to be okay on the right side here. Oh, sorry, on the left side. On the left side. So, I've put it as a polarity, because in electrical energy, when the poles are the same, they separate from each other. Right? If you put a north with a north, what happens? Yeah? If you put a south with a south, again. But in a spiritual way, the things that are the same attract each other. That's the difference between physics and metaphysics. So in the metaphysics, the things that are the same attract each other. So if I'm living on this side, I'm actually creating that sort of reality for myself. And it can be a trap, like this, you know. This can be just a big trap. Center, work, family, Madhuban. Yeah, in some cities in Europe they still have trams, right? Tram. The bus goes along on tracks and connected to the... A tram can't go anywhere else, right? Sam has to go, right? The tram say, this is no good. I want to go this way. Not working. So many of us are stuck on a tram track of existence, which includes these things. So what happens with time, you know, we have these dimensions, this thing becomes a box, and you've got, you know, the... becomes a box. In that box, you know, there are these bars which are like, that limit us, our different sort of vices and interests and karmic accounts. It becomes a prison. And we live inside this prison, right? Here we are, not particularly very happy, sort of. Maybe we come into Gyan, right? We put a badge. We become a BK. And we move around with our prison. Hello, Om Shanti. How are you today? Oh, pretty good, okay, fine. Like in some prisons, if we're well behaved, they let us out for the weekends, right? So sometimes we have a reprieve that we get free. Now, there I am inside this limited consciousness. The prison is called limited consciousness, and it's based on those things on the right side, even if they are things that you've got since you came into Gyan. Maybe what you've done, you know, here you've got your library, right? You changed all the books, you threw out all of your novels, and now you've got Bubba's tapes and Bubba's books, right? You changed the pictures on the wall, right? You've got your little meditation place, right, where you sit and pretend that you're actually doing something. Why are you laughing? And you dream of being free. Instead of becoming free, you read about it or talk about it. You organize lectures about it to talk to other people about it. You know, it's like with every medicine comes a little sheet inside that says, this is how you have to use this medicine, right? And this medicine is good for this and this and this. So we organize retreats, and we bring out our medicines, and we read what we have to do, and we talk about what we have to do. Sometimes we actually take the medicine. But basically, we'll be in this state in one way or the other until we are karmatit. Something or the other will hold me. And I cannot pretend about those things. What I have to do is that I have to change the way that I relate to things. And that's the essence of detachment. It doesn't mean moving away. It doesn't mean turning the back. It means to change the way that I relate to people and things. That's the big... So, my story, in fact, I am the protagonist of many stories. Another Greek word, yeah? I am the protagonist of many stories. How many births have I had? How many? You know that for certain, or you know that because someone told you? Someone told you. Okay, but who told you? He's a reliable source of information? Yes, okay. So Baba has told us and we feel, especially if you feel, who feels, even when Daddy Guzar the other day was describing the Golden Age, who feels very much associated with that? Who can feel themselves there? I don't like too much these, they don't have any here, actually. You know, I don't like those pictures with Lakshmi and Narayan dressed up with so much crowns and jewels. Has no attraction for me at all. It looks grotesque, to tell the truth. But what I am attracted to is the purity and the innocence, right? And the lightness. And the way that she was describing the Golden Age the other day, how natural everything is and how easy everything is and how you don't need to think about anything. Right, you like that? You've probably, even before Gyan, you felt very odd in this world, very strange, very alienated. Did you feel? Where am I? What am I doing in this world? Who felt a little bit out of place? Yeah, this is not my place. And who has a very deep love for nature? And who does not understand at all violence? So, you are all ex-deities, right? These are the symptoms of the ex-deities, the ones that used to be the deities. So probably you were there in the beginning. And if you were there in the beginning, and Baba says, well, someone who was there in the beginning has 84 births, okay, I'm an 84-birth soul. I'm not the soul only connected with this body. I'm the soul that is connected with all my bodies. All of them. So this story that's happening in this life is a little fraction of my story. It's one chapter of a very big book. Yeah? So why is it so important? The whole book is the important thing, right? Not just this little bit. That I did this and my parents were like that and then this happened and, you know, I broke my leg when I was riding my bicycle when I was 15. You know, I was going through these little stories that I'm the soul. And the difficulty is we have two births in one body. Right? The physical birth and the spiritual birth. So the confluence is like the foundation of the cycle, isn't it? Is that right? The confluence is the foundation of the cycle. So it's like the first birth. So we have the first birth and the last birth in the same body. Which birth is dominating the conversation internally? Which birth dominates? The spiritual birth or the physical birth? That's the spiritual birth. This is the physical one. Which I dominates the self conversation? Generally. Let's be honest. So we did talk about that. Now I want you to do this little exercise. Look at your last 3 months and write down 3 high points and 3 low points. And don't tell me you had no low points. None, even if you had a lower point, okay? Maybe it wasn't low, 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 but it was, you were high and you went down here. Be honest. So 3 high points and 3 low points. And when you were in that high stage, what was the thing that dominated the self-conversation? Was it the feeling of being Baba's instrument? Or was it the feeling of, you know, serving others? Or was it the feeling of your higher role in the scheme of things? Did you go to the high ground to be able to do something? What was there? What was the aspect that dominated your self-conversation when you were feeling really good? And then look at the other side. Which was it? Was it the consciousness of your role, or some problem with your body, you know, some relationship that wasn't working? Because roles are first. And because of roles, relationships are formed. Yeah? It's out of the roles that come the relationships. And out of the relationships come the responsibilities, right? So, what was dominating the conversation when you were feeling down? Okay, so three high points, three low points. Was it your, you know, the story, you know, not this again. I've been through this situation, not another person that's going to disappoint me, you know. I've tried so many times, let me try it once more, you know. You're dominated by your own story. So, do it. You got paper? You don't have any paper? This is the exercise that you, and then we will see what happens. Three high points, three low points. And what was the main thing that was dominating your self-conversation? Yeah? She wants to know the meaning of protagonist. It means the one who is the acting through the story. You're like the hero. Not the victim. It's the opposite of being a victim. Yeah? You can be a victim of your own story or the protagonist. Pro means in the favor of. Yeah? If you can't get three, at least do two. You don't want to look at it, is it? You never got upset at all in the last 3 months? Irritated? Don't remember, okay. Congratulations. Okay, how are you doing? Yeah? So what is the conclusion that you take from this sort of thinking? Tell your friends. You don't have to show your list, but tell the people that you've been talking to what is your understanding from this little exercise. In your little group, okay, twos and threes, what have you understood from this little exercise and this reflection about the polarities? Any questions or comments? Questions or comments? Let me tell you, just because I'm standing up the front here with the microphone does not mean that I know the answers. If you have any questions. Can we go on then? How was the reflection now?
Okay. Ом Шанти. Сегодня, когда он спросил, нижние три точки, ну, состояние, которое вниз, мне почему-то не хотелось вообще его вспоминать, потому что такое ощущение было, что буду копаться в каком-то мусорном ведре. И мне вот вообще не хотелось. Просто только хотелось хорошее.
When you told to find three low points, so he's saying that he don't want to remember at all about this, because like you're going in dustbin and up this. So you don't want to remember all these three low points. It's like in dustbin.
Это на то, что он спросил, почему три.
What did he say?
It's like comment to you that he don't want to remember this low.
Okay, three let
points.
Me tell you something. I used to think like that. In fact, in a meeting, 3 years ago, we were in a regional coordinators meeting, and Daddy Guzar came to the meeting 2 years ago. And generally our meetings, they have some, you know, business things we have to, you know, some policy things that we have to decide. But a lot of it is spiritual chit-chat, because, you know, we like to learn from each other. And Daddy came to the meeting, she said like this, I want to know what your yuktis are for transforming your sanskars. Right? And so all of the people in the room gave their answers, like Sister Mwini, Sister Jenti, I think Sudhaben was there, Chakradhari Didi, they were there, Didi Nimala, Charlie, Gayatri, everyone gave an answer. And at that time in Matabam, what I was doing, I was saying that the future exists. Where is the future? Where is it? And it's already inside of us, right? The future is the past. And so I was, my effort was, I can be perfect now for 5 minutes. Right? I can access my highest sanskars for a few minutes, for, you know, 20 minutes, and I can stay in that stage. And my effort is just to look at those things. Just to look at my highest elements. And you know what Daddy said to me? He said, that's not enough. You have to be aware of the things that bring you down. She said, okay, great effort, but why can't you keep that stage all the time? Because there are sanskars in us that make us come down. What are those sanskars? Have you identified them? Otherwise, it's like, you know, I don't want to know about it, I don't want to know about it, I don't want to know it. This is the thing. She said, no, you have to be. And if you look back, 2 meetings ago, I think, with the double foreigners, you can find that Murli, October 2011. When Baba was meeting the double foreigners. Before the Murli, we asked Gayatri to meet with Daddy Guzar while she was still in Daddy's cottage, and to say to Daddy Guzar, please, when you go to the subtle regions, can you ask Baba to talk about this topic? And, you know, we were all standing up in front of Baba. Maybe it was a February, I'm not sure now. But we were all standing up, and Baba said, in Amrit Vela, you have to bring up in front of Baba your weaknesses also. And give them over to Baba. Surrender your weaknesses to Baba. Otherwise, you know, I don't want to know about it, I don't want to know about it, and they continue, because we're going along nicely, suddenly something happens. We're not aware that our happiness goes down a little bit, or this much, or this much, or this much. So it's good to be aware, and generally it's because of some aspect of a role, or some aspect of the body, or some aspect of our own story, and, you know, difficult, complicated relationships, something is there. And it's the consciousness. It's the consciousness that gives life to things that otherwise would not be alive. So either we are you know, on this side or that side. You can look through the whole day. We try to stay on that side, but something brings us back. Then we go back again, and then we Bridge Mohan was talking about gravity, right? So the things of the body, the things of the actions, the world of action, the world of activities. And to stay this side requires power. Requires effort. Effort, in fact, is this, to stay on this side. Effort is not to fall, you know, to avoid falling. Effort is not to avoid falling. But we have to be aware of what can make us fall. Yeah? And this story here, of course, you know, this thing has happened many times. You know, there's this, you know, many births. And it comes. And, you know, maybe it has been like that anyway. But I am this, right? I'm the only reality here is this red one. And it's been through many things, right? But all of this stuff, even if we're a BK, all of this stuff has gravity on us. You know? Stay here. Oh, you're okay. Don't make so much effort. You know, you've been doing too much. Too tired. You need more sleep. You're okay. The ego, the body conscious ego, this one, distorts reality. It tells us things that are true, are false, and tells us things that are false are true. The ego of body consciousness, not the ego itself, the ego of body consciousness changes everything. Baba says it makes a mountain out of a little mustard seed. You know? And if I go to the soul conscious, I have a bigger panorama. And just to finish off, and this is where we're going to start tomorrow. The limitations make us see the world very limited way, you know. The perspective of the culture, the perspective of the place, the perspective of my own story, the perspective of my experience, you know. I can see this much only. And that's why communication doesn't work too. Because I'm seeing this part, and the other one's seeing that part. And you say, it's so clear, how come you can't see? No, can't see, no. Look, it's so clear. Look! No, I can't see it. So this is a culture. You know, this is the language even. Even the words that we use. And I wouldn't say our vocabulary, but the sort of language even confines us. And the concepts that we have of ourselves. Because, you know, the body has these three things happening, right? Sorry, there's a mistake there. The object, the senses, and the body, right? Make the whole smaller. At the same time, the tasks, the responsibilities, the roles make us see things from that perspective. And finally, the events, the experiences, and the story, you know. So there I am trying to understand this world, trying to understand other people. I will never be able to do it. I have to open the door, right? opening the door means becoming soul conscious. Because in the very moment I become really soul conscious, the door opens. Everyone has a big past, a big present, and a big future. Every situation has a big past, a big present, and a big future, right? Let me see the whole thing. Because if I can see more, I will understand more. If I understand more, I can decide better. Yeah? So we're going to look at this tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to look at perspective from a soul-conscious point of view. And we're going to look at the actual functioning of the soul internally, deeper than the normal mind, intellect, sanskars. And on the next day, we're going to talk about how this all connects with meditation. And I'll show you how to have such meditations that you will always be successful in your meditation. You can always be successful in your meditation. So that's on the day after tomorrow. So, let's have a couple of minutes silence, yeah? When we start tomorrow, we can start with a half an hour meditation. Really powerful, okay?